Genre splicing ECM Records is releasing another highbrow meets funky fusion today in the new CD, Ojos Negros, by Argentinian bandoneon virtuoso Dino Saluzzi and classical cellist Anya Lechner.
That's musician and day-to-day contributor David Was.
The bandoneon is the button accordion that tango master Astor Piazzolla brought to the forefront. It's mostly an earthbound folk instrument, but it can be played in a jazz and classical context if the player has those instincts and training. Both the cello and the bandoneon have elegiac voices, so the music on this collection has an intimate, even somber cast. And the two players have an almost telepathic way of communicating. The fine shading of both tone and dynamics is no stretch for Saluzzi. The first track, Tango a mi padre, makes that clear from the downbeat. Saluzzi's artistic instincts developed early from a musical family in the hinterlands of Argentina. So did Lechner's. She grew up in what she calls a land of forgotten folk songs, and the melodies of her German childhood were written by Schubert, Schumann, and Bach. While many European musicians have been attracted to what's been dubbed Tango Nuevo, her 7 years collaborating with Saluzzi make her one of the genre's most authentic voices. Even so, Lechner bristles when their programs are billed as tango concerts. Does the music touch you or not, she asks. This is what matters. This project is less one instrument supporting the other, as it is an ever-shifting handoff between foreground and background, an improvised format that results in different music every night it's performed. The compositions merely suggest possibilities. Then the phrases and harmonies, the dynamics and the shadings are all a spur-of-the-moment affair. The last track on this collection, Serenata, has particular emotional resonance for Saluzzi, whose Catholic upbringing almost led to a career in the pulpit instead of the concert hall. As a youth, when he said anything even slightly blasphemous, his mother made him stand in a corner with instructions to pray to Madre Mia. To this day, he remembers the small altar in that corner, festooned with blue flowers from the countryside, and that he prayed and cried, feeling both remorse and elation at being suffused with religious feeling. That yearning for spiritual release can be heard in every note, decades after the original offense.
Music from the new album Ojos Negros by Dino Saluzzi and Anya Lechner, our reviewer David Was, is half of the musical duo Was Not Was.